Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim, Kalmim Chasim and Yotes, and we're learning the last piece of that. So he said before that the minig is that we give the benching to the person who ate milchiks in a case where it wasn't Dvina Kosher. And there being mitzdarif because the person who ate milchiks is able to switch to fleshiks. And that's the reason for the tziruf. So since he is the linchpin in the tziruf, because without him it wouldn't be, because he has the ability to join them. So therefore we give benching to him. He is the source of the Zimun in a certain sense, so therefore we give benching to him. But he says the following, if the Chayyim said before that a person has the key of the bench in the case. In Simon Hay, he says, the Chayyim's nusach is that one must bench on a kais. So here we have a situation where the person who we were asking to lead benching doesn't want to bench on a kais. He doesn't drink wine. So, or we have a scenario which there was no wine available, so using Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina is beer, let's say. But the beer was made from chodesh, made from new grain. And the person who ate milchiks is someone who is machben natid chodesh. So we have oishen kanel shecha chodesh, who en shoysa chodesh, he doesn't drink chodesh. Mutash yivarech zeh sh'oichel boser because milavarech v'loikos. So if the milchik person will eat benching, they'll not have a kais. So we give the benching to somebody who ate fleshigs, who does drink wine or is not machben on chodesh, and therefore they will be able to bench on a kais. So you see how far the Chayyim takes this concept of benching on a kais, which we brought over there. The Mishnah Berurah says the minig are limited to mekel, and they have to understand why the minig is to mekel. The minig is to mekel and not to bench on a kais, but the Chayyim is very, very strong in his opinion that the key of the bench on the kais, that it will override the minig of giving the benching to the milchik person, because mikra then the benching can go to the fleshig person as well, because the mice they are at zero together. We don't need dafka to give it to the milchik person who ate milchiks. In the case of the green akasha, and they're joining together on the case we had before that they're mitzar, because they ate bread separately from their milchiks and fleshigs. So they were joined by the chila of pariv, or they could be joined by the bichila of pariv. So in that situation, if that's the logic, there's no difference between the one who ate milchiks and the one who ate fleshig. So there's no primary minig to start with in that situation. So then obviously you would give it to the person who's willing and able to bench on the kais, as opposed to the person who cannot use the kais. But even a scenario where the we're saying that the case was that the we're giving the benching to the one who ate milchiks because he could switch and join the person who ate fleshiks, so we're giving him a mila, that doesn't override the din of birchas mazon on the kais. Now, just this idea of chadash, just to clarify one point about chadash, the Torah clearly says that before the second day of Pesach, all of the new grain, all of the five species of grain, all of that is going to be usher to eat. And only after the korban was brought on that day, or the moral is out of there was no basis not standing until the end of that day, only at the conclusion of that day, made a rise so that it would actually be mutter in the morning, but we made a bonan. It's also till the end of the day, when the Beis Hamikdash is not standing. So, you can't eat the new grain. So what does it mean? Some people are makban al chadash, some people are not makban al chadash. So in Eretz Israel, there's no shiloh. Everybody is makban al chadash. It's an isser deraisa. The machlok is in the Gemara, whether it applies in chutz loretz or not. We find many of the mitzvahs which have to do with the land do not apply in chutz loretz. So is Kaddish one of those mitzvahs or not? So that's machlokes in the Gemara, and it's machlokes how we paskin. Now the Iker Pesach in Halacha, the primary poskim, paskin that Kaddish is noig in chutz loretz. There's, however, an opinion of the Bach that we pask in the Chodesh does not apply in Chutz Lords, like that Manorah in the Gemara. And that's what the Eilam is being semech on, is the opinion of the Bach, that Chodesh, those who are not makbid on it, they're being semech on that opinion, that Chodesh does not apply in Chutz Lords. The minhag for many, many generations was not to be makbid on Chodesh, and Mishnah Berurah talks about why that might be so. That's why some people continue the minhag, because they're following the minhag which has been established in Klai Yisrael, not to be makbid on Chodesh in Chutz Lords. If you go through the straight halacha, the logic would be very strong that a person should be makban chodesh and chutz lard. Have a good day.